At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the historic home run from Pete Alonso and Keith Rad was on the call and Gary Cohen, a trip down memory lane to some historic calls that John Sterling had. Obviously, the one with the Aaron Boone walk-off home run where Charlie Steiner was on the call as well. So we were talking about it and, you know, trying to figure out what was going on there. Why not just get the man himself on, John Sterling? John, welcome to BT and Sal. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. And Sal, for you, I see you on the SNY Met pregame. And let me tell you, you're adorable. And Brandon, it's nice to be on with you.
How you
whatever
doing, John?
You want, fellas.
John, you are the man, first of all. It makes me very happy. Thank you for the kind words. We miss you. We love you. So we were talking about this specific call in 2003 and how, unfortunately, for all of us, and maybe yourself included, Charlie Steiner had that inning with the Aaron Boone home run, and then you were getting the Yankees win, series over, the Yankees win, and then Charlie jumped in there. Can you give us some insight how that went down? Did he jump in without your permission? How was that?
Well, he turned and said to me, I always wanted to do that. I didn't mind, but it's funny. People knew it because the Yankees president, Randy Levine, said to me a couple of days, how about Charlie? Anyway, I didn't. You know, I've been working. I have been working straight for 65 years. And so I've done a lot of good things, done bad things. And I'm sorry I didn't have the Boone home run. If you want a little more on that, Aaron Boone came to me and said, I wanted you to make the call. Would you make a call for me? And I did.
Wow, you just recorded something. That is phenomenal. And he just said, what, forget about Steiner? Who cares about him?
Yeah, you know, he jumped in and he just said to me, I always wanted to do that. That's okay. I'll tell you about calls. Tino Martinez worked with me on a game in Tampa, his hometown, and Susan was off on a Jewish holiday. And it was a very tight game. And the Yankees won, you know, 1-0, 2-1 in Tampa. And so at the end of the game, you know, I did my nonsense, Yankees win, boo. And he was so snowed. And he told Susan, I've always wanted him to see him do that. He did it right in front of me.
Well, that was before the Sterling cam. That was before the Sterling cam. So Tino got to see it up close. I mean, John, so a moment like that, right? And we asked the question because, you know, with Alonso's home run, not the magnitude of a home run to go to the World Series, but a different level of importance. How much of that is scripted?
Well, not for me. Nothing in my life is. I live life by the seat of my pants, and I broadcast completely by the seat of my pants. I thought the Aaron Judge home run was a pretty big home run when he hit his 62nd of the year. And I can't think of another bigger home run. But I thought that was pretty good, the 60-second.
Were you nervous? Like, obviously in a good way, ready, but like a little nervous? Hey, I got to make sure I nail this?
No, and the only thing is I wanted the ball to be out. There were two fences.
It's true. In left field, you're right.
There are two fences in Texas. Like most of the new ballparks, so the fans don't reach over. So the Judge home run, although it only went in the first couple of rows, it had to go over between two fences. Anyway, you know, you do it and you hope for the best. I'll tell you how great that moment was, because we got off the air at the end of the inning for the spots, and who do you think called me? Susan. And she said, oh, that was great. Oh, that was great. So it made me feel good right away. And then the guy who's running Yes Now, I wish I could remember his name at this moment, but he was there on the road, and he took me out of my booth and played it. I could see it, because as you said, there was the Sterling cam. And you have to ignore that. You don't really want to be, you don't want to be on camera all the time. And so I ignore it. That's what I do.
Have you listened to your former partner, Susan, with Dave Sims this year?
No. I felt it would be unfair. I didn't want to have to give an opinion. You know, Susan's great. We know that. And I just don't think it's very good if I came and had opinions. I don't have opinions. Everyone should, you know, Harry Carey once told me, he says, John, you know, everyone's good. We just have different styles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a different style than anyone in the world. So, no, I have not.
Have you missed it yet? Or is that something maybe in the postseason? Where are you at as far as missing doing those games every night?
Well, that's it. I don't miss it doing it every night. That's why I retired. You know, I've been gainfully employed for 65 years, but I didn't really want to. First of all, I will not travel. I did that. I traveled with teams for 55 years, and I've traveled enough. And so, and I really didn't want to get dressed and go to the ballpark every day. You know, I'm doing a show on another radio station. I won't mention the call letters because you're good guys. But I do a show once a week for an hour with all my friends, broadcasting friends like you two. Mm-hmm. And that's enough. That's my speed once a week.
Yeah, no, they still have the fastball. I've seen some clips because you're saying what we're saying. Devin Williams, hey, Booney, you can't give this guy the baseball anymore, right, John?
Yeah, that happens. And what I would do with Devin Williams is not pitch him. And I said that on the air the other day. If the time to get him right is, you know, in these 8-1 kind of games, either way, when it doesn't really matter.
For sure.
But anyway, they put a Cash and David Stearns both put very good bullpens together, and they both needed them. And you know why they need them? Because of the stupid rules in baseball where the biggest thing is launch angle. You know how the launch angle has screwed up the game?
I hate it.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, absolutely. That's why there was a time I went on the air a couple of Saturdays ago, and there was one National League hitter hitting over 300.
Oh my God! That's insane.
Is that terrible?
Yeah.
And that's all launch angle.
Yes, sir.
And there's a story that I have heard a couple of times, written by my buddy, one of the best in the business, Dan Shaughnessy. And apparently, in spring training, a young Red Soxer came out of the cage and talked to Jim Ed Rice. And Jim Rice was giving him a couple of pointers, blah, 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 on this or that. And one of the analytic...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The pointy heads. Came over.
The nerds, the geeks. We got you, John.
The nerds, same language. Right. He came over to Rice and he said, please don't talk to him anymore.
Wow.
Said,
wow.
Why? He said, we're teaching something different.
Wow.
Jim Ed Rice,
wow,
who was a legitimate, not only a home run hitter, yeah, but a high average hitter.
Yes, he was.
And you don't want Rice to. Anyway, how ridiculous, right?
It's idiotic, John. It's the game is very different. Doesn't mean there's not many elements that we don't love. We do. And it's John Sterling, of course, with us. Wanted to get some answers on the Steiner stuff. BT and Sound on the Fan. I've got one more for you. And, you know, listen, back in 2000, the Yankees stumbled through September. They won the World Series. So you never really know, but you've seen enough World Series teams to know when you kind of have one or you don't. Do you think that this team could look like a World Series champion by the time they need to?
It's possible if Stanton, who's hitting better than he's ever hit, if he lays off the pitch that's low outside, no telling what he'll do. And I figure Judge will jump back. Yeah, the Yankees have a lot of home run power. What they need is very good pitching because I think they have a good enough bullpen, I think. I think the Mets can go to the World Series. They have a terrific team. Mm. Now, you could say, well, why haven't they hit? Yeah, I'm sorry. That I don't know. But the top six hitters in the Mets lineup are terrific. And then the young kids, even though they're not terrific hitters yet, they all do one thing. They can hit it out, all four of them. So I'd say the Mets have a better chance than the Yanks of going to the World Series. But
wow,
first of all, one thing you have to find out, who are they going to play? they're going to win. Yeah, really? Who are they going to play? Well, of course, they don't know. No one knows until it happens. But, you know, that's the guess. A couple of years ago, Arizona came into the stadium late in the year. And I got to see people I didn't know. Brandon Fought and Kevin Ginkgo and Isaac Thomas and all these guys. And I really loved the way they played. And the Yankees weren't going anywhere. And Arizona was fighting every night for a game. And they eventually made the playoffs. And look what Arizona did. They went all the way to the World Series. And they won two in the series, too. So I think baseball predictions and predictions in all sports are silly because no one, and I mean no one, knows who's going to win an individual game. And you can have Joe Torre on, and he would. That's why, as they say, that's why they play the games.
Yeah, and as someone once said, you can't predict baseball, John, right?
I heard that. And I told Susan, too.
John, you're the man. We miss you.
Love
best
you.
Of luck with everything. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. Great to hear your voice.
We miss you.
My pleasure. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Thanks,
there you go, John. So we cleared it up
best.
A little bit there. He was okay with
the Charlie.
He was pretty gracious. He gave you the honest answer about the Charlie Steiner thing. Mm-hmm. This is going back over 20 years.
If that's the real version. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
He said Charlie always wanted to. How about the note about Boone going to him after? I told you.
Yes.
if Boone, you know, you want that call. You want John on the call. No disrespect to Charlie.
No. You know what I did? Remember he was here.
Yeah, you asked him to do the recording.
I did. He was in doing some spots like in January or February before he went down to Tampa. I'm like, I know him a little bit. I said, hey, John, can you do me a solid? I was a little awkward to do it, but I did it. I want something I want to have forever. And he's like, sure. You know, that very stately voice that he puts his hand up to his ear. Here's the 2-2 to Tierney. And he goes through the whole spiel. And it's driven out deep to it is high. It is far. And I have it on my phone forever.
That is tremendous.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.